Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
We're just talking about that teacher who wrote WTF. What is this on a kid's paper? And like the mother got all mad. Like, oh my God, WTF, a swear. My children has never heard a swear. You got to get in trouble for that.
So people are calling up with things they did that were things they did as a teacher or that their teachers did to them that were like a little bit worse than the WTF thing. What do you got there?
We got Zalima messaged us on Facebook and said her teacher used to give her cigarettes in the seventh grade in Nashua. She said she's still very sweet. I still keep in contact with her. We locked her out of the class, flipped her off, and she still spoiled us. Shout out to Miss Barbara Riley.
Wow. Oh, no, you just put a business out there.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
She's retired.
Right?
Right.
Martin used to be a teacher. Go ahead, Martin.
I literally, the kids used to throw the trash around at other kids, and I would pick up that student and put them in the big trash can.
See?
Yes!
See?
And then also, if I was that teacher that wrote the WTF, I would have just said, where are the facts? Like, where's the facts?
Yeah, you could be like, mother, you're jumping to conclusions there. So where are the facts? I love him. He's used to be a teacher. Now he's getting it. He's like, I can't get in trouble now. I threw kids in the trash. What are you going to do to me?
Oh, my God.
Brandon, what happened to you?
Back in seventh grade, the teacher, whenever you didn't do your homework, he would go to the closet, put on a bicycle helmet, and give you a little headbutt. And like,
what?
Hey, get your homework done.
Oh,
I believe it. I'm telling you.
Giving kids concussions.
Your teacher never headbutted you, Pebbles?
Yeah, no, no. I went to Catholic school, so I couldn't see the nuns.
The nuns headbutting you?
Mario tweeted us real quick at GetUpCrew969. He said he had a teacher that if you were acting up in class, you would go to the cage that he built with desk boards. What is happening?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, man. That's classic.
Oh, my God.
I kind of like this.
Sheldon.
Yes, sir.
Wow, Leroy, if you thought your teacher wanted to get with you, listen to Sheldon's story. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Like, I feel kind of naive at the fact now I'm talking about it. But so back in just like high school, middle school, whatever. So close to the end of the year, like my teacher, she was taking like special care of me, bought me lunch. But this one day, I believe, I probably skipped the lotion. She made my legs ashy. So she lotioned my legs for me.
She lotioned his legs.
Yeah.
He said he
not
was
let
ashy,
me
so
get
she
the lotion.
She
lotioned me.
She lotioned his ashy legs. And
mind you,
that's a little disturbing.
She was beautiful. It's not beautiful. So she was good looking. She lotioned your legs, and you said what? Thank you.
I was kind of speechless. I was lost. Like I said, I was naive.
Yeah.
I wish she was one of the teachers that actually slept with me. I wanted to be that student.
Okay.
This is
what?
I feel sick to my
stomach. Hey, it happens. I remember my senior year. We went to some island over here in the harbor or whatever. And my teacher, man, female teacher, man, I was cold.
Yeah.
Man, she put a jean jacket around me. It held me close.
Yeah.
And that wasn't right. The more I think about it, like, man, teachers out here are wild, man.
Miro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis's Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9, we can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis's Smoked Out 420. 20 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28. 1332.